We getting close to 2024. About to check out on our black ass.
Well, don't say it like that.
Well, I mean, a year technically does check out when it
Right?
expires and
Ah, there you go.
ends.
You're using a lot of strong words.
Man, it's gonna be 2025 here pretty soon, right, McFarlane?
Strong words.
It's gonna be a strong 2025 too.
Strong? Oh, I need it to be, child. What's up, y'all?
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
Alrighty, y'all, it's Michael with.
Tatiana.
Hey, we appreciate y'all once again checking out with us on the Watch for the Hook Wednesdays, Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. As always, you can come by www.watch4thehook.com to check out our latest apparel. Ms. Parker,
yes,
we're going to jump right on into it.
Let's go. Got things to talk about.
Hey, so we in the mood to talk about being willing to collab with others.
Yeah.
And this comes on the heels of us, by the time this podcast comes out, we want to record an episode with Hermes with the Black Fit, Black Experience.
Black Experience,
Black
yeah.
Experience,
yeah.
Podcast. Excuse me. It's been a long day. But yeah, we hooked up with Hermes over there at the Black Experience Podcast. You can find him on the Black.
All the platforms,
yeah,
right?
Especially on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
The Black Experience Podcast with Andy Angus. He's out of Washington State.
Yes, he is. Extreme Northwest, right? Yes.
So we had a West Coast hookup session, as you can call it, with him. So, you know, y'all check him out. And like I say, on the heels of that, you know, when we talk about being willing to collaborate with others, you know, One of the ways we talk about it, like we're in the podcast world,
mm-hmm.
and we're in a few functions and groups and all these kind of
in things,
pages and, you know, things like that. And a lot of times there comes a open, I guess what my wife would say, an open-ended request.
Yeah, open-ended question and open-ended inquiry.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It'll be like somebody will post, looking for somebody to be on my show.
All right.
And then we'll see a response. So what's the show about or what's the topic?
All right.
And then the thread goes dead after that. And then, I don't know, maybe they talked offline or things like that, but something to talk about.
But hold on. Even with maybe they talked offline, typically the individual's host or highlight a new episode being launched, new season, whatever they do, whatever their cadence is, right?
Gotcha.
They typically spotlight it, highlight it, talk about it, and you typically never see the collab come back around. Because a lot of the times when we've collaborated, it's usual, you know, usually it's mutual sharing, mutual highlighting, spotlighting, promoting, pumping up, whatever you want to call it, chatting from the rooftop. Usually, both parties are involved and are doing, you know, that kind of sharing at the same time.
Yeah.
But you don't see it circle back. So it leads one to believe that the connection was never made. And I think right here, it's important for us to talk about, like, how we connected with Hermes. Like, what did that look like?
Oh, yeah. You know, the weird thing is, you know, sometimes the people we hook up with, you'll be like, oh, man, you know, something, I almost forgot how that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
it's a good time to put it out there in stone.
And so for this collaboration, we are mutual participants in
a Facebook group? Is it a Facebook group?
The Black Podcast Association.
Oh, BBA.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Corey and all those good folks over at the Black Podcast Association. And so he basically just, not inbox, but he emailed.
He did. So he went a step further. So for you to just email us like that.
Yeah, he emailed us.
We've been on one of our platforms.
He emailed us at admin@watchforthehook.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's for anybody who hooked up with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so he emailed us and he said, basically, hey, man, I went on your YouTube. He was very specific.
He was.
How he found us, too. He said
he did some researching and some vetting to make sure
that
we matched. Yeah.
That research is
yeah,
a keen thing in the world.
Yeah.
He went and said, you know, hey, man, I looked at y'all YouTube page. He said, man, you know, it looks good. He said, I saw the number of subscribers, and let's keep it a buck. One of those things that people do pay attention to is your following.
Right.
And we understand it as much as anybody else because
we've talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about the numbers, follows, the likes, all that good stuff.
Low engagement.
Yep. And then also losing a page. We lost 11-some thousand followers on Instagram.
That still stings.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll ever not sting.
Yeah. Between losing the followers, and for me more, it was the content.
Yeah.
It was the connections we had done. You know, as we talk about, you know, it's lightning in the bottle.
It is.
You know, even like when y'all hopefully will see the episode we did with Hermes on the Black Experience, that's lightning in the bottle.
It is.
You don't get that back.
It's very authentic.
Yeah.
One of a kind.
Yep. Like I said, it's how you feeling that day and at that time, and you know how
what's on your heart.
Exactly. And you know, people change as we go.
Sure do.
And so when we talk about you know, just wanting to engage with others in similar fields. So like for us, we're in multi endeavors, you know, podcasting, apparel, real estate. And so those each have their own layer.
They do. They have their own lane and they are their own layer. But he emailed us after he did some research and some vetting.
And he said, like what y'all got going on.
We responded.
In a timely manner.
He responded back.
We said, let's go.
We set up something to kind of intro ourselves to each other, kind of offline.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were like, let's set this up and do something like, you know, an actual episode.
And the crazy thing is he recorded that. So I might have to drop a bomb on and be like, hey, you know, some of that meet and greet footage you might want to put out too.
Did he record the meet and greet? I don't think he did. No. He didn't record the meet and greet.
It was just on the
He didn't record it.
Damn,
we should have let him record it.
Yeah, there was some other things we said.
Yeah, we was on a clown in a little bit.
Yeah, behind the scenes shit get kind of crucial.
That's that good stuff right there.
Unedited,
unfiltered. But that's how we did. Yeah. And the collab wasn't hard. He spotlighted us on what he was like, I'm picking, I choose you.
Yes.
We responded after a little bit of research, a little bit of vetting as well, and like, okay, you are legit.
Yeah.
So it went from there. Because I remember this one particular time we had someone reach out to us about collabing. And it was like 3 or 4 days of the same question not being answered on their end.
Oh, yeah. The thing from
the And we were like, no. So that's how,
on that boxing platform.
Yeah. That's how we learned to start, like,
it's getting to the point.
Get to the point. Like, I don't
cut
have
to the chase.
Yeah. Not being negative or nasty about I don't have time, but it's like if it starts to feel like or it comes to a point where it's a cat chasing its tail, then hey, it's time to evolve.
Yeah. And
or you just don't want nothing.
And that's true. And like for podcasters, if you're in a group setting or you're in a group and there are multiple podcasters, there's no harm with looking at people who you think fit your niche.
The harm is if you don't look at people who you think fit your niche.
Exactly. Because we talk about this all the time, that we're a business and entrepreneur podcast. And we do put a little bit of pop culture and politics and a little bit of real world in it too. Because let's be honest, all that affects your business.
Right.
If you run a business, the world affects your business.
It does.
And so it can go from the financial world to the political world to the source material world to the goods and customer service world.
Mm-hmm.
All those affect your business. And if you're out there as a podcaster and you're looking to find guests, one of the first things to do is just find those like-minded or like lane. Liked lane.
Yep.
The same people in the liked lane that you're in.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Find those people. And then go from there. And, you know, like Ms. Parker said, this ain't got to be no back and forward.
Nope.
17 responses like, hey, checked y'all out or I checked you or your company out. Looks great. Hey. Proposition.
Right.
Would you like to sit down for an interview? If that's a yes, this is the type of questions I would ask.
We're
going to ask. If not, appreciate you for your time.
Right. But I think what a lot of people are seeing is that in the groups, and redirect me, Mike, if you need to, in the groups, there's a lot of pomp and circumstance and hoopla at the introduction phase or around the introduction phase. In post-intro phase, the engagement kind of just, I'm not going to say dies, I'm going to say slowly descends. And you're just like, so is everybody getting in the group just to introduce themselves but not really collaborate? Because what that reads to me is, hey, I'm in here. I want y'all to know I have a show or I have ABCDEFG. I want you to come check it out. And I'm really not concerned about whatever the hell y'all are doing.
It's like that in a lot of instances. And I also would say COVID is the culprit of the mass boom of podcasting. Even though, yes, yeah, for us, yeah, we launched during COVID, it wasn't the first thing on our mind.
No, but also our lunch was scheduled prior to COVID.
The apparel, yes.
It was, yeah, our apparel lunch was very much scheduled prior to COVID, almost a year prior to COVID.
We actually tried to come out in 2019, but there were some deadlines we missed late in the year, yeah, and we just said, we're going to have to push back to 2020.
Yeah, so we ended up April of 2020, but, you know, 2 weeks before that, the world shut down.
Yeah.
But like I said, that was the apparel. It was scheduled to launch prior to COVID.
Yeah.
The podcast did happen during COVID, but the podcast wasn't launched, you know, because we were twiddling our fingers, needing something to do or talk about or bored. It was based on the experiences we'd had within our apparel business and how we wanted to make sure we helped others. If they had a second to listen, give us a second, you know, a second of your ear. It's free. And we'll probably save you like a lot of money.
Yeah. And that is true. And that is one of the main premises behind our podcast. Now, a lot of other podcasts might have been for mental health, may have been for
venting, frustration sessions.
Maybe you want to go viral.
That's,
or to make money. I mean,
that's fine. That's absolutely fine. But the whole crux is being in a group and the collabs don't really happen. Or maybe you're only getting one or two collabs and you feel like you could probably get 10 or 12. Imagine what 10 or 12 collabs could do.
And I think that everybody looks, and I'm not going to say everybody, a lot of people in the podcasting world are looking to be viral, make money, you know, and this is one thing you got to, and this is one of the hard lessons we learned, even in the apparel world, you got to pay to play. So when it comes to advertising and promotion and getting yourself out there, that costs money.
It does.
And I ain't talking a couple of hundred. I'm just telling y'all, one of the articles I read just the other day, the average small business, and just put your small podcast as a small business. I mean, because we got like 3-4 small businesses. Let's put it like that.
Right. Remember, a small business is anybody that has, what, 1 to 500 employees. That's your criteria.
Exactly. Your criteria. All right, check that out. So when you're in the business of having a podcast and you're looking to, I want to make money off my podcast, you got to spend money. Mm-hmm. And one of these articles I read, it says on Google Ads alone, a small business need to spend at least $1,000 a month.
That's a lot in a small business world.
That's 12 grand a year.
That's a lot in a small business world.
With the potential of zero ROI in return.
That's a lot in a small business world.
12 grand for just advertising. And let's just say you did on Google.
Yeah,
let's just say you did Google.
They ain't guaranteeing you nothing.
That ain't saying you tried to go to any of these other social media platforms and try to run ads, do this other stuff, promotions and spins and all that stuff, whatever they call it. It's cost money.
It does.
To get in front of a larger audience. Let me tell you, I can't honestly tell you podcasts about business that I've listened to. I probably listened to at least 40 of them. For black business owners, can't tell nobody telling you no more than what me and my wife are telling you. And they I'm a damn sure tell you, they ain't telling you until you're better either.
Okay.
What they've done is they're already either on a bigger platform or they already done what? Paid to play.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Their budget is high. Like I said, we're a small tech mm-hmm. podcast.
1 to 500 employees.
And those people that have executive producers, editors, software editors, and producers, EQ managers, equalizer people, and camera folks, and you know, all that good stuff. Grateful, happy for you.
They still between 1 to 500 employees.
And they is up above us because they got right in the way to be able to do that. And that ain't telling you, they tell you nothing better than we are. Because I'm going to tell you up front, it ain't too many that are. it's a bunch of frou-frous and flim-flam. Because if somebody telling you, first way to fix your business is to get your $1 million loan, they ain't talking to 99.9% of business owners in this world.
No.
They like, hey, man, you know, first thing you'll do, man, go to a bank and get you a small business loan of $1 million.
Don't walk up in there and ask for that $1 million loan.
Or you know, man, don't get you a small business loan of $600,000.
Don't ask, walk up in there and ask that bank for $600,000.
And I'm like, huh? Like, who?
See how quickly they get, see how quickly they wired to you.
Oh, that sounds like an owl. Who?
Log into your bank account and check and see when they're wiring it.
But then there are people who have collabed with others who turn around and have made millions of views and things of that nature. Like, you can go look at some of these big podcasts. When they're interviewing somebody, they're collabing with somebody. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I ain't gotta even front this one. When Unc Shay Shay and Cat Williams said, listen, this was January of this year.
Oh, was that January?
It's January.
It's been almost a year.
They told you that now 2024 going.
Holy God.
That collab made Club Shay Shay take, it was already a pretty good podcast. It skyrocketed into numbers on Google that were damn near unheard of.
Yeah.
So when you hit those type of levels, you get what? More attention.
You got
more people doing this.
They knocking, yeah. Hey, Shay.
Hey, can we get in?
Because you got the eyes of lots of people now. Now I need to like pay you to promote. I need to advertise on your platform. It's like a lot of things.
But just think about it. What if that's where I've never happened?
Right.
Don't get that lightning.
You don't. You don't.
And I'm going to tell y'all, it's been hundreds of thousands of podcast episodes this year alone trying to recreate that lightning in a bottle. It does not happen.
That was authentic.
It does, exactly. Free space. It just happened. And as they said, it is what it is. And so even when you're looking to collab with people, it's okay to pursue a little bit aggressively. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that,
don't be annoying.
Don't be annoying. That's one. But also, come with the correctness.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say come with the correctness, I'm saying if you have any idea who you're talking to, appeal to that nature.
You sure right.
You know, you got to, what they say, you got to put a little spank on when you putting your introduction or you're putting your self-promotion out there.
Yeah.
You got to make sure for whomever you're trying to collaborate with, what's the best one you got for that person or that entity or that company?
Because at the end of the day, you're trying to reel them in. So you have to appeal to them because you asking them for their time for free. So you got to make it count. You need to be able, you know, on the left side of the collab, you need to be able to get out of it what you need that's going to benefit you in your journey. But in order to get that, you have to make sure on the right side of the collab that you're giving that entity an opportunity or a space to be able to talk about something that's relevant for them. Right?
Yeah. It's a two-way street.
Yeah.
You want to self-promote, then also promote who you have with.
Exactly.
You got to be a giver and a taker. Mm-hmm. You got to be explorative and extraordinary
yeah.
at the same
yeah.
time. Because you want to explore them, but you also want to be extraordinary about what you're presenting to your audience.
That's right.
And we try that every Wednesday on Watch for the Hook Wednesdays on all major platforms. We try to give y'all the best of us in that moment. Now, let's
with
be
that
honest.
Topic.
Yeah, and we can be honest. Sometimes we be tired. Sometimes I ain't got but 40% in the tank. Then I got to turn around and make that 40% sound like I'm at 110.
1,000.
Man, that part. To make sure that we are giving our audience the best knowledge, the best info.
Purposeful.
And then give them some, get y'all some to grasp, chew on, let it marinate, and then be like, man, you know something? I think I can do something with
right,
that.
Right, 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 right.
You know, it's all about us nurturing ourselves,
mm-hmm.
our businesses, but also our audience. You know, we talk about this in the Black community, especially on social media and these shows. It's like we are force-fed negativity.
Yes.
Because they have now seen over the years, the viewership goes up when the Black folk are.
Yeah. Right. It's that drama.
Yeah. And for us, we like, no, why we can't get that with the positive spin? Why we can't get that with a happily married couple promoting their podcast or podcasting weekly, talking about their business
yeah.
ventures?
Yeah.
Not on here calling each other's S words and shit bags and bitches and hoes and all that dumb stuff.
Yes or no?
Shit bag, you know.
Oh.
You know, why does the negative have to sell so hard for us? And that's what we're talking about. Even with the willingness to collab, if you're collabing with somebody or somebody's and y'all are vibing and the positivity is flowing, man, that should be some of the best promoting things going on out there.
Yeah.
We see it daily. There are hundreds of collaborations going on between small business owners that goes unrecognized. It's because, one, either they ain't talking about it, or two, nobody wants to hear the positive because it's a little envy that it wasn't there.
That's true.
That's the big part.
That, yeah. And I think that's a part, like, I may omit even when looking at that, looking at it from, you know, that perspective, it's like, shit, it may be some little envy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little green eye jealousy.
Yeah.
Even though my wife doesn't have green eyes.
It's not jealousy.
It's not
though.
Jealousy. But when she will pierce your soul, or you, if she, you go the
it's
wrong
not
way.
Jealousy is genetic.
Yeah, exactly. That part. She would genetically pierce your soul.
Whatever.
But yeah. But Miss Parker, yeah. I appreciate you, man. You know, just coming here trying to. Hopefully, people that listen to this episode will find some more energy to go out and nurture some collaborations
yep,
with
yep,
others.
Absolutely.
Just go out there. Hey, ask for what you want. Don't give an open-ended question or response. Be like, hey, I'm looking for somebody.
No.
Put a little research in.
Reach out to the individual.
Yeah, reach out to them.
Make them feel special.
Reach out to those that you, and I'm going to say this word, desire
yeah,
to
yeah.
be on your podcast.
Exactly.
Or to be in your business ventures with you. It's the motherfucker that's willing to do what you need to do.
I agree.
Because you can turn around and ask everybody and get nobody.
Get nothing.
And then you're in your feelings.
Yep, looking crazy. Don't nobody want to. This is what I'm talking about. See, that's why I don't do this in these groups, because these people don't. Well, maybe to get the attention that you really want, don't put things out there as an all call or a cattle call.
Make your call to action specific.
Yeah.
Tone your CTA down a little bit.
Yeah.
Your call to action, like I say, can't. You can't ring the dinner bell for everybody.
That's a cattle call.
Yeah. They might not like what you're cooking.
I don't do buffets. So if you do a cattle call post, I'm not gonna chances are the likelihood of me engaging or acknowledging is slim to none. Because you don't really have something in mind. You're just trying to see, you know, who you can get, what can you do with that.
Exactly. If you're looking for people,
Quality, like you need quality.
Quality over quantity.
Yep.
But also, if you're looking for something to fill a void, remember, void sucks up everything that's put into it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, catch y'all next time.